Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
So we'll start off with the front page of the Irish Times, and the main story there is Taoiseach condemns attacks on UN troops by Israel. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has accused Israel of an extremely egregious breach of international law after the United Nations confirmed the Israeli military had deliberately fired on UN positions and peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. It also reports that consultants in RTE reviews paid more than 900,000 euro. The government spent more than 900,000 euro on external consultants involved in two reviews into governance at RTE. The Minister for Media, Catherine Martin, said her department had paid 918,000 to these consultants who were involved in supporting two reviews commissioned following the government's decision last year to have a root and branch examination of the national broadcaster. It also mentions the key Canaan cartel member who was arrested in Dubai. That also features on other front pages. There's a picture there too of the damage or extent of the damage or flooding in Florida from Hurricane Milton. And the Irish Examiner front page picture is Robbie Brady and the Republic of Ireland squad, who won for the first time away in the Nations League last night in Helsinki. It also has a story of UN exit plan for Irish troops as Israel steps up Lebanon attacks. This details that plans are in place to withdraw Irish peacekeepers, which a number of Irish peacekeepers, from Lebanon if the threat to their safety increases, as Israel launched another attack last night in Beirut. Moving to the Irish Examiner, and they also mention the Kinahan cartel member who was arrested in Dubai yesterday, and also the story of Israel firing on the UN peacekeepers. Well, they also have reporting on vaccine reactions urged. This was an inquest which took place in Waterford. An information campaign about reporting adverse reactions to vaccines was recommended by a coroner following the inquest into the death of a 23-year-old who had died just days after receiving a COVID vaccine. The Irish Examiner also features a picture of Robbie Brady after he scored the winning goal last night in Helsinki. And a pacemaker patient 68 felt ripped open. A woman broke down in the witness box in the High Court as she told she felt she was being ripped open and was in terrible, terrible pain while undergoing a day procedure to insert a pacemaker at the Bon Secours Hospital in Cork. Moving to the Irish Daily Mail, another lead for the arrest of the Kinahan gang leader. And this also reports the comments by Drew Harris yesterday, which says, turn in Kinahan leader for $15 million, the Garda chief's warning after the Dubai arrest. There's also a photo on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail of Kate Middleton. Kate dazzles on her first public appearance since illness. And there is also a story which we'll get to later about the TikTok Taoiseach in the Oval Office with Joe Biden. Moving to the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror, a seven-year-old girl lost her eye in a vape blast. This is a story which details that a girl in Talla was walking by a green and an open fire on the grass, and something shot into her eye and it began gushing with blood. It's suspected that it was battery acid as a result of a vape. On the Star, and Dan, there were five. This is the report again of the arrest in Dubai of one of the Kinahan gang leaders who was named in the Supreme Court, or the Special Criminal Court, a number of months ago. And they also have a story there about that girl who lost her eye in that vape incident. And finally, the last front page is the Irish Daily Sun. Your next Dan. Exclusive, apparently, from the Irish Daily Sun. Kinahan cartel's second in command lifted in 5 a.m. swoop on Dubai bolt hole, as Gardaí warn. Now, moving to inside the papers, there's a lot of coverage of the Irish who are in Florida, whether they live in Florida or they were there holidaying for Hurricane Milton. We were told to go into the hotel bathroom, film the bath and barricade the door. That is one of the testimony of some of the Irish who have been in Florida as the storm ripped through the state. In the Irish Examiner, Israel is destroying care system in Gaza, says the UN, as the United Nations inquiry yesterday said they found Israel carried out a concerted policy of destroying healthcare in Gaza. Onto the Irish Times, and page 4 reports that aircraft carrying weapons may have violated airspace to save fuel, the Dáil was told. The only reason aircraft carrying weapons of war violated Irish sovereign airspace was to save fuel, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said during questions in the Dáil yesterday. Also, the Taoiseach said yesterday in the Dáil that he was never briefed about alleged Russian spy. This is in the Irish Times. The Taoiseach has said it is unacceptable for the intelligence information to have been released to the media if reported allegations of a Russian spy in the Oireachtas are true. He also said that he was never briefed on it, nor was the Taoiseach. And also in the Irish Independent, on that same story, a training on how to deal with spies is needed, according to the chair of Fine Gael. This is according to the party chairman, Alan Farrell, who's asking the Cairn Corlaith, Sean O'Farrell, for supports for politicians who may be targeted by foreign actors seeking to influence them. Moving on to the Irish Daily Mail, and page 13 reports that RTE staff are seeking a 6% pay rise, and that is just 5 months after their last salary boost kicked in. They're looking for 6% and a payment of €1,500. That is according to their unions. And then the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, in Washington, he's made comments about the election, and he said any move to trigger an election won't come as a surprise. This is in the Irish Independent. He said any move to dissolve the Dáil and trigger a general election won't come as a surprise to his coalition colleagues. He said he will also speak to government colleagues ahead of a final push before calling the election. He also, in the Irish Examiner, defended the cost of the US trip, which had to be curtailed due to the Hurricane Milton, and there wasn't available to be a reception with Joe Biden. And the Irish Daily Mail reports that no TV cameras, no problem for Harris, who got aid to film inside the Oval Office. That's another story on the curtailment of that reception, which was due to take place in the Rose Garden. But no worry, Simon Harris was able to get his aide to film and give the footage to the media. And another story that features in The Sun was the BBC app in a spin. This was a strange one yesterday. A BBC weather app glitch warned of a hurricane in Britain and Ireland yesterday. Graphics were predicting winds of up to 14,000 miles per hour for Belfast, while Nottingham would have had overnight temperatures of 404 degrees. And the presenters on BBC Weather said to the viewers, who were already complaining on Twitter and social media, don't be alarmed.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.